Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Sister Higgins. So why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us? And now let's go visit the prayer cell and see what our prayer friends and family are doing at this time. Let's check in. Let's go visit with them. Let's go now.
You can use them. You can use them, God. Use them for your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God, I believe, hallelujah, that you can bring us back to your heart. I believe that you want to save us. I believe that you want to deliver us. I believe that you want to turn our lives around. I believe that you want to give us another. I believe, Lord, that you own your throne, the throne of mercy, in the name of Jesus. And you're seeking such whom you can save, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus, where your glory will be revealed and your mystery will be made known. Father, give us such a person. Give us such a person. Give us such a person, Lord. Give us such a person. Hallelujah. Who don't mind talking to our Father, who does not mind talking to our God in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done now. And let your glory be revealed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody else jump in and pray. Somebody else, anybody, whoever you are. If you're on this line and you're listening in, it, hallelujah, the door is open. Just jump in and pray. Hallelujah, don't take all day. Just jump in and pray. Hallelujah, take your phone off of mute and just start praying. Talk to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory
to
God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory
to God. Glory, honor, and praise. Bless your wonderful, glorious, awesome, magnificent, wonderful, terrific.
Yes.
Glory be to God, strong and powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, right now, because of who you are and what you do and what you're doing right now, we bless your name in the city, in the town. We bless your name, Almighty God.
Yes.
You are the ruler of all things.
Yes.
God belongs to you, and all things
amaze
you. We give you praise.
Yes,
we proclaim your name in the earth. We proclaim your name in the White House. We proclaim your name, hallelujah, in the State House. We proclaim your name in our house.
Yes.
We say thank you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Can't nobody do what we say thank you, Lord. On this wonderful day, March 22, 2016, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. For you bringing us out. You bringing us over. You bringing us in. We say thank you. Nobody likes you, Lord. Can't nobody do what you do. We thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for how you proclaimed this good news. Oh, God, some years ago, hallelujah, you used a few women, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, like Sri Lanka, like India, like Nigeria, like El Salvador. Oh, God, we say thank you for the memory of such, oh, God, such great work done.
Hallelujah.
You brought them together as one. Oh, God, even though they had to get permission from where they were. You brought them together. They were able, God, to be vessels that you can use to get a message around the world. And if you did it then, we know you can do it now. Raise us up a spokesman in this day and time. Glory be to God. That'll be able to lead your people, hallelujah, to the next level. We touch and agree, God, with what Pastor Weeks has decreed, God, in his prayer request. Lord, you know who the next president of the United States already been scheduled, already picked, handpicked, delivered, and destined to be the next president of the United States. We say thank you. We say thank you. Just like it was prophesied, hallelujah, that a black man was going to be the president of the United States. And so many people said it would never happen. Many said it would not even ever happen in their lifetime. God, but you proved them wrong. You brought a black man to, oh, God, hallelujah, to the presidency, and you put him, God, in office. And to prove that you were, you protected him and allowed him not only, hallelujah, one turn, but a double turn. And we say thank you. And out of all those that have served, oh, God, you allowed his servitude to exceed all the others. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and keeping your people without dividing themselves, without turning on each other, God, that was nobody but you. And we say thank you. Thank you for his servitude and how you used him for such a time as this. When he came to the office, God, you knew the shape that this country was in when he came. It was already messed up. It was already in debt. It was already divided. It was already fighting and riot and threats and terrorists and all that. But God, in the midst of all that, you used someone, hallelujah, glory be to God, to keep us, hallelujah, even in the midst of the opposition. Everything he tried to do, they opposed it. But yet, you allowed somebody to be there in that seat without putting big signs on them, front and back. You allowed him to exemplify the grace of God. Yet, hallelujah, glory be to God, to be in a place, but yet allow your grace to be exemplified and to represent all the people, everybody, like you, God. You are here for all of us, saints and sinners as well. And God, to have somebody to represent you in that office, hallelujah, to be a president for all the people, the saints and the sinners as well. God, we have to say thank you, because that has never been found ever, ever in the leadership of someone who took that office. And we say thank you. We give you praise. Now, Lord, hallelujah, it's also been prophesied that there will be a woman who will take that office of President of the United States. Now, Lord, only you know of the timing and when and the place. And, Lord, you know the name of the candidate. And, Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you will get the glory out of this. Out of this, even the elections and all the stuff that's going on. But God, we know you're not the author of confusion. For folks that want to divide and create confusion and set, but we know that's not you. You're not in that. The enemy is about that. Hallelujah. Even though people that you may select, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They may be on the front row. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when they shake hands with confusion and they rejoice in confusion and they rejoice in people being hurt and wounded at a message or a talk, we know that's not you. And we have to continue to pray against stuff like that. Because God, you are not the author of confusion, but you are the God of peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And you want all of your people, hallelujah, glory be to God, to receive your peace and to be at peace with one another. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We pray for the peace of the United States of America. We pray for the peace of your people. You are the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, we speak peace to each and every heart. Lord, there are so many things that come to bombard our peace. There are things that come in the name of religion, in the name of doing the will of God, that comes to divide us. When God, you are not in it at all. You have come that all men may be saved and come to a realization of what salvation is all about. God, we can't save nobody, but you can save anybody, glory be to God, everybody, whosoever will. And in the midst of saving us, God, you just share your peace with us. And then, God, you teach us how to get along, even though we have many different personalities. We have many different agendas. You're the only one that teaches us how to get along and teach each other. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to yet be righteous, to yet take a stand for who you are and for what righteousness is, but yet to allow your to run through our veins and to be instruments of your peace. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. Because, God, we know you are not for, oh, God, the evil that is done in the name of you. That's why, God, so many people have turned a step here. They don't want to get to know you. There are so many atheists and antagnostics and people that have turned away from you because they think what they see being perpetrated on the stage is you, and that's not you, God. defense, not you. Open up
Hallelujah.
Our eyes. Open the eyes of your people and let them see
Hallelujah.
You, who you are. Oh, God, you're so much bigger. You're so much, oh, my God, than anything and anyone can
Hallelujah.
Ever imagine. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. Oh, Father, just
Hallelujah.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We give you praise. Lord, leading up to the celebration of where you got up out of the ground, resurrection morning, how you got up, and you got up with all power in your hand. Lord, we say thank you. You gave your life so that we can live. Lord, we say thank you. Nobody else has to take their life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In order to live. Nobody else has to take their life to get into your kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let the truth be known. You gave your life once and for all. Nobody else got to give their life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the cause of salvation, you've already done it once and for all. You were the perfect sacrifice. So, obo shandalabo say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Raise up the laborers. Raise up the laborers. Raise up the laborers that will work the fields and allow the truth to be told. Lord, so many are yet dying in ignorance because they've been taught ignorance for so long. Oh, God, look upon the tribe over there, God, that believe that when you die, 40 days of prayer into the kingdom. Oh, God, and all the rituals that they be going through believing that they're dead, 40 days they can pray them into the kingdom. Let the truth be revealed. Raise up the laborers. Let them know when you're dead, that's it. That's it. You already decide and determine where you're going to spend eternity on this side, not after 40 days later after you're dead. Let the truth be revealed. Lord, so many nations and cultures and those that even listen, even behind the scene that we don't even have a knowledge of, but they're listening. They're listening in at different times and different moments.
Hallelujah.
And what they hear
Hallelujah.
To be the gospel truth, they're
Hallelujah.
Receiving it. Even if it's ludicrous. Lord, let the truth be revealed. Your truth is marching on. Raise up the laborers, God. Shake their beds of comfort. And let hold, God, let them rise at this hour. Rise at this hour. Rise at this hour. Oh, God, to testify the witness of you, the great, great God, who you are. Oh, God, how do you come to set all free? Oh, God, those that are weighed down with guilt. Oh, God, you come to set them free. Your forgiveness is extended to them. Oh, God, for all who have sinned, your redemption is extended to them. For all those who are oppressed, God, your forgiveness is extended to them. You want them to enjoy freedom, and only your forgiveness can bring about the freedom. Lord, we give you praise. Those who are despised, oh, God, you offer forgiveness. For those who are rejected, offer your forgiveness. For those, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, who have endured such shame, who have endured such shame.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you offer them forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we come.
Hallelujah.
We just come to thank you, God. We just come to thank you, God. We come
Hallelujah.
To receive your forgiveness.
Forgive
us, God, how we too have
Hallelujah.
Wronged you. We have wronged
Hallelujah.
You in our attitude, not
Hallelujah.
We have all
Hallelujah.
Wronged you, God. How we've gone about placing our hope in this and
Glory
that
God.
Day
Glory
we have
God.
God, forgive us. Forgive
Glory
us. Oh, thank
Glory
you, God. Said if we ask,
Glory
you said
God.
You do it.
Glory
we thank
God.
You, God. Thank
Glory
you, God. Thank you
Glory
for forgiving. And that's
Glory
what it's all about,
Glory
having your forgiveness,
Glory
walking
God.
In your forgiveness.
Glory
oh, God.
God.
Oh, God. In the name
Glory
of Jesus.
Glory
so many have been bound
Glory
by culture.
Glory
so many have been bound by tradition. Oh,
Glory
God. Accepted into, oh, God, untruth.
Glory
in the name of Jesus.
Glory
but let the truth
Glory
be revealed. Oh, open the eyes of your people.
Glory
let them
Glory
see
God.
You. Open
Glory
their ears
Glory
so they can
Glory
hear truth.
Glory
in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, we only want to trust you. We only want to depend on you. Oh,
Hallelujah.
God, you have proven yourself. You
Hallelujah.
Have proven your trustworthy.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we trust
Hallelujah.
You. You've proven yourself. You've proven your trustworthiness. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Those who are lonely. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It is friendship with the best friend in all the world. That's who you are, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For those who are devalued. Oh, God, it's a brand new identity. Oh, God, in you as being joint heirs of your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. We choose to follow you. We choose to trust you. We choose to belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord. We bless your name. We love you, God. We bless your name. We love you, God. Oh, my. I feel a Holy Ghost. But, Lord, I'm going to pass the tongue. I'm going to pass the mic to the next prayer in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Does anybody else want to pray? Line is open. The line is open. Just jump in and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Oh, Father, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for this time. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the lifeline. We thank you for what you're doing and all that you're about to do and where you're about to take us. Thank you, Lord. We pray now, God, that you would look on this people and bring us out in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to say I thank God for all of you who are on the line. I thank God for what he is doing in your life even right now. Hallelujah. I thank God for this prayer. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. In the name of Jesus. I want to share something with you real briefly. And amen. And we just have to thank God for what the Lord is doing. I want to just share something with you very briefly. And I want to call it a little hip pocket note. A little hip pocket note. Something that's going to help us in our prayer life. Amen. Because I don't want you to give up and think that your prayers are not being heard. There are times when you would pray and you would start off praying and it sounded like you were saying a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Again, ending up with a repetitious prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you go on with that and on with that. And, you know, and you're trying to feel something. That's what that is. You're trying to get in there. You're trying to feel the anointing of God. But I want you to understand, forget about trying to feel the Lord's anointing and just go on what you know. Go on what the Bible declares, that this is a faith walk. So everything we do is about faith. You have to do it with faith. You cannot pray trying to find a feeling or trying to find an emotion, trying to find some type of appeal. Don't do that. When that happens, you'll start praying about, you pray for all kind of things. You pray for things that really don't make no sense. But sometimes they might make sense. But when we pray, a lot of times it sounds as if we are speaking to a congregation of people. And we don't want to do that. When we're praying, we're directing our conversation, our communication to God. We must know that God knows everything. Now, what he really appreciates is when we direct praise to him and when we direct his word back to him. When you give God his word back or when you direct praise and worship to him, God honors that. But a lot of the other little stuff that we do, that we would do to mankind, that doesn't move God. That doesn't move him. That doesn't move him because he already knows these things. And then it's like you're trying to lesson, teach God, give him certain protocols on what to do and what not to do. But when you recognize who God is and where he is and what he has given to us and his prayer, and when we begin to pray, we can just break. I thank God for my sister, Lady Hagen. I thank God because, amen, I because of her prayer life, amen, I can pray and I can talk to God. I thank God because through her coming to the Lord that I also wanted to come to the Lord, amen. So I thank God for that. And it was many years ago. She got saved at the age of 12 years old, amen. And because of her coming to the Lord, amen, it opened the door for a lot of other youth at that time to also come to the Lord. And I thank God for prayer. Amen. I'm not professing to have it all together because I don't. Amen. I still don't know how to pray. I still don't know what to do at times. And I'm still a novice when it comes to prayer and talking to our Father. And there are times that I do the same thing. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And oftentimes you hear it. If you come on the line right when I'm on there, you may hear me, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help, Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord. Yeah, I too am that way. But when I go back to the Word of God and what the Lord has told us to do, with just mere words, and just let him know, just talk to him. That's what, we don't yell at God, we don't command God, and I'm not talking in the sense of the scripture talk about command ye me. There's a scripture that says that, command ye me, but you have to understand what it's talking about. But I'm talking about that command when we used to feel we could just put God in a box, and we put him in the box, he has to do what we say because our back is up against the wall. Well, you can command God if you can put God's back up against the wall. But you can't put God's back up against the wall because he's not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Everything God said he will do, he will do it. He will do what he said he would do. He's obligated to himself. He's obligated to his word. He's obligated to his son. And when we take the time to do what his scripture tells us to do, then that makes God obligated. But other than that, he's not obligated to our emotions, or our feelings, our appetite, or our will. But he's obligated to his word. And that's how we command God. We command God by standing on his word. Lord, your word declares. Your word says this. Your word says that. Your word says this. Your word says that. When we do those things, God's obligated. Because then he obligates himself. Then he can back his own self in a corner, and he will come through. But other than that, he's not going back in a corner because of our emotions, because we're feeling some kind of way, because we're up and we're down or whatever. That does not move God. But when we apply the word of God to him, because he is the word of God, when we apply the word to God, he honors that. Then he'll know, hallelujah. And it's not that he needs to know the word. He knows the word. But what he wants you to do is reciprocate that word. He gave it to you. Now reciprocate it back to him. Give it back to him. That always honors God. And when we pray accordingly, and just begin to take the word of God and give it back to him, that honors him. When we bless him, that honors him. When it comes to when we're praying for the nation today, the word earth to the Lord is the fullness thereof. And even when it comes to certain leaders, pull one down. And so it's okay because the word of God tells us to pray for those who are in authority. Pray for those who are trying to come to the forefront. We pray for them, all right, and let God do the rest. And so, but when we come to the line and we just wrestling trying to find the right thing, oftentimes we are confronted with warfare. Number one, the devil don't want you to pray. At no time do he want you to pray because the time you pray, he's not bothering you, you might just get your breakthrough, and he know he has to shut that down and he has to flee. But the devil don't want to flee. He wants you to not make that connection to God. So when you're going in and, Lord, I thank you, you're feeling tired, feeling fatigued, not knowing what to say, feeling bashful, and you just can't get it. That's what the devil wants. That's what he wants. But what you have to do is continue to push past all of that. And, again, I'm telling you something from experience. Midnight, all the time I get in a place to pray, and I find myself getting very fatigued. But why am I fatigued? Because when I look at the posture that I'm in, most of the time I'm in a very comfortable posture. At night, in the daytime, or whenever, I'm in a very comfortable posture. And anytime you're in a comfortable posture, you open the door to fall asleep. So we have to get uncomfortable. Maybe move around. Maybe stand up. Maybe bow down and your head to the ground. I don't know what your posture may be. Sometimes you're going to have to get to that point and break protocol and do something where you're not in that comfortable spot. And then the only comfortable spot that you're looking for is to get in the presence of God. But in the physical, get away from that because that's where the fatigue and the tiredness and the distraction comes in at. When you can bypass the distraction and you get to a place where you